When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
My name is Bob the Drag Queen.
And I'm Money Exchange.
And this is Sibling Rivalry.
On today's episode, we talk about dogs versus cats.
We talk about prison a little bit.
And we find out what made Monet say this.
Bob had a phase where you would carry popcorn seasoning in your purse. That's where...
And we find out what made Bob say this.
Or you maybe typed in cum or facial. Or maybe you typed in guy drinks a cup of cum. All right, hey guys. Today we have a very special guest. Our first furry guest.
No, Colleen is the first.
Okay, she's never been invited.
Colleen has been invited several times.
Colleen barges in.
She's taking a nap right there. Isn't she so cute?
Anyway, give it up for Potato. This dog is...
Curse the Cowardly Dog.
This dog is terrified personified. Of everything. This is a scary... This is a scary dog.
Very scary. Like, I came to bring the ring light out. I came to bring the ring light to light us, and Potato...
Y'all are doing something to him.
I'm not doing anything to this dog.
I feel bad for this man.
I don't do anything to this dog. I mean, I've said it many times on the podcast and to you in life. I am not a fan of dogs. I had dogs growing up.
He is literally right here.
I've had dogs growing up. You had Grizzly. So growing up, I had...
He had Zeus, Cronus. Hercules.
No. Cleopatra killed my cat, but that wasn't our dog. It was the neighbor's dog. Growing up, I had a Walk and Wine. Those were our two... Walk and Wine. Because it's a soca song. Walk and Wine.
I know what whining is. One of my best friends is from St. Louis. I know what whining is.
No, but there is a song called
Walk and Wine. It's like, Walk and Wine. When you gonna walk and wine, you gonna walk and wine, wind the bapo, pon the door to eat it, so you gonna walk and wine. Wind it up, then you drop it, you gonna walk and wine, wind it down, wine, wine, wine. Hooah.
When you start doing your West Indian, your Caribbean accent, you do your vowels so wide. Like,
walk
you're by
and wine.
Wine.
Don't you know you gotta walk and wine?
Your vowels so wide.
Push it down the potato, so you gonna walk and wine. Put it on now.
Hey. Also, you put H's in front of everything. Walk and wine.
Me and Monet were doing a song. We're doing this song with Todrick. I doesn't have your secret, but Monet, I didn't realize this. Monet does a song.
Oh my god! All my ad libs.
No, but Monet,
my punch.
It really sings. I didn't realize this. She breathes at the end of every.
Only on stacking doubles. That's what I do.
She's like
we're not asking for charity. Charity.
Soak it up.
That's not what I do. It's we're not asking for charity.
Charity. Bitch, I'm Beyonce.
I don't do that.
No, she does. She goes, bitch, I'm Beyonce. With permission, I would love to send the raw vocals of this one because Monet's like, bitch, I'm Beyonce.
I don't do that.
Never met a love like this.
I do not.
No, you never had a love like this.
Anyway, so.
I was like, I've never heard this.
So Walk and Wine, but my parents had them before I came. So like by the time I came into the picture, they were on their way out. So Walk and Wine were around for like 3 years and then they died. And after they died, I got my first pet, which was Spike. Spike was like a mutt, like a mix of several dogs. Honestly, the same color as Potato, but like bigger, like around this big. And then Spike died. Like, I don't know, something happened to Spike. And then I had Blossom. And Blossom was my poodle. And then then I had the cat that got killed by Cleopatra. But so I grew up with dogs,
honestly, just for Cleopatra. Who knows what that cat did to Cleopatra?
This is American. This might be an American thing. In St. Lucia, dogs are outside animals. Dogs are not inside.
Well, okay, it depends on where you are. New York City and LA, big cities do not have outside dogs. I'm from the country. There are outside dogs.
Yeah, our dog was outside. So
you
having a dog
New York City,
inside.
So obviously you would never have an outside dog.
Right. Unless you have a house. Cause
but it's cold. You don't keep the dog outside.
No, my cousin in Queens had their dog was outside
all year.
I think like the dog house had like a thing to keep it like warm in the winter. And that,
we need to report. Drop the attic. We need to report them.
But so having like a dog inside, I just think dogs are so nasty. But we do have a system here. Every time
they're not as nasty as cats.
No,
this
yes.
nigga is shitting in your house.
But here, but so does he.
He looking like Ann.
He did it today twice.
Well, he shits when he gets. He's like he just shits out of nervousness, like out of sheer.
There is, oh my God, this show
he like, if he sneezes, he'll start shitting. Also, you have to share, please share the video. Monet posted a video of her and Potato listening to SZA. I would thought this nigga went through 10 breakups. I was like, did you go through a breakup?
Look at
he was wrapped up, sad. I was like, what is going on? Who broke his heart?
We're going to put this in the video. So RC, remember RC was here for a few weeks. Mm-hmm. So Annie and I were, I was at a show watching Annie perform. And then RC sent me a text. She's like, Kevin, what do I do? I don't know what to do. This is crazy. I'm gonna send this video as soon as we're done. I'm gonna give it to Jay because Jay can give it to Jay. Look at this, Bob. He got trapped in the tub. I think he got scared, and he pooped in the tub. So, but then we tried to put him on like puppy Prozac and stuff, but the puppy Prozac didn't work. I don't know.
If you're gonna poop anywhere, the tub is the best place to
go. Honestly, I'm like, can he do that all the time? He wants to shit inside.
Let's just put him down. Stairs. Hey, put him downstairs. You need to be. What is wrong with you?
We have a system. Anytime Eddie takes him out, Eddie has to like wipe his paws and stuff because again, the dog gets on the conscience of. I'm like, Colleen doesn't go outside, so I'm not worried about like cleanliness like that way. But you know,
Colleen
what I mean?
Is a fucking old lady. She don't do nothing.
Little girl.
She's over here just sleeping. Colleen used to be like. Colleen used to be doing the Renegade.
Corvette.
Now Colleen used to be like.
I love her.
Anyways, Colleen is not at. Colleen, I was surprised she jumped up on that counter the other day in the podcast. I said, oh, don't break a hip. Grandma Colleen. You gave her an old lady name.
She does have an old lady name. She's definitely adopting that. And to be fair, I think Potato is a sweet, cute dog. He's just crazy. And it just, you know.
He is anxious.
A lot of. And we try giving him Prozac. They have puppy Prozac, but it's not working for her. Anyway, so Jacob told me that y'all are getting a dog.
That was false. Jacob absolutely did not tell you that. I know Jacob didn't tell you that because we're not getting a dog. There's no way Jacob's like, we're getting a dog.
Okay, maybe I broke the news. You guys heard it here first. Well, but Jacob's considering it.
You getting a dog, Jacob?
Maybe.
Were you getting a dog? You don't have a microphone. You don't have a mic.
They give a little subtitles.
I was gonna do it maybe a little bit later, like maybe for the new year.
How did Monet find out I was getting a dog? You're doing a bit.
No, because we were talking about like
this is a bit.
We're talking about
this is a bit. I know it's a bit because Jacob's allergic to dogs. Jacob's allergic to pets. This is a complete bit. I know this bit is not real. Jacob is allergic to dogs.
I'm allergic to dogs
and cats. And
I'm allergic to dogs and cats as well.
Jacob literally has to get Zyrtec before he comes over here. Jacob, we come over here, Jacob be like, I gotta get my Zyrtec.
So I pop a Benadryl once a day. Like normally I'm good, but if it's, so my allergy
you're
happens.
High.
A
Benadryl?
Mm-hmm.
That's wild. You're high.
But I mean, they don't get me.
You're high. Right I think you're on drugs.
I think my body is so accustomed to it, it doesn't really.
But are you on drugs?
No.
So but, are you on Benadryl?
I am.
It's Benadryl drug.
Yes.
You're on drugs.
But my allergy happens if I touch the animal and then I touch my face. That's when I start to get itchy, my eyes get red, and my throat, I do that thing, that sound you said I make, I hate. That's when my thing comes. So I just can't touch my face if I touch the animal.
I hate that sound. I love that sound. I think it's funny, but I never said I hate that sound.
Jasmine Rice used to call it my dick-sucking sound. I'm like, bitch, you make that sound when you sucking dick? That does not sound pleasurable for anyone.
I can see someone making that sound while sucking. I can see someone making that sound while sucking dick.
How?
The technique was... that technique was giving. Oh my God. Whoa. Hey, yo, why is everyone bricked up right now?
We're doing this podcast at my house today, and I'm like, bitch, I feel like we're like those TikTok podcasts.
This is No Gorge.
Yes. Wait, what's our version of No Gorge?
No Gorge? I think it's Soak It Up First. Purse It Up.
Purse It Up. I like Purse It Up, but I think Purse It Up.
Well, you know, I think that I'm gonna redo my my studio.
Why? Like how?
I'm gonna make it look like I think I'm gonna put a small table in the middle, two what do you call them, like love not love seats.
Chairs.
Two chairs. Two like chairs.
Chairs.
But not like kitchen table chairs, like a
like a coffee table size.
Yeah, but like a living room chair. And like maybe have someone decorate it up, or maybe decorate it myself, so it looks kind of more
loungy, more like chill. I do it.
The studio space that I have in my house is
very professional.
It's very nondescript.
Yeah, very nondescript. It's very like,
which I like for my YouTube videos. So I am a little bit nervous about doing that for my YouTube videos. But
someone's calling you.
Should I answer it on the pod?
Do it, bitch.
Hello? You're on speakerphone.
I can't.
That's fine. That's, you heard it say it?
What is that?
That is. That was my cousin.
Oh, the one you were talking about earlier in prison.
In prison. Well, he's not listening to this. My cousin in prison.
Bitch, SZA shared a video of inmates in jail. They have a TV in their cell, and they're like, prisons are getting wild these days. You can do anything in prison.
Honestly, I don't understand. I mean, like.
People that TikTok, have you seen people that TikTok from prison?
Yes, I have.
That's wild.
Okay, I was thinking about this. We must take a break. It must have been 15 minutes by now, right? Really? Okay. Do I have time to go into this, or how close are we to 15 minutes? Okay. So I have this like thought process about cell phones in prison, and should prisoners be allowed to have cell phones in prison? And part of me is like, yes, prisoners should be allowed to have cell phones, because prison should not be about punishing.
Is it not though?
Prison is supposed to be about rehabilitating, not punishing. It's about rehabilitating.
So the punishment is a sentence, and when you're there, it's rehab from then on.
It should be about rehabilitation. So I think that you should be allowed to I think just because you're in prison doesn't mean you can't like enjoy your life and have fun and do things. You just can't be out in the public, and you're supposed to be rehabilitating from whatever you're in prison from. Now I will say this: if you are some sort of a sex offender,
right,
and you use the internet to harass or hurt people or do that more, then maybe you should have some supervised cell phone use, and maybe they should be supervising the use. But I don't really see why, like, if someone's in there for like tax evasion, why can't they use a phone?
Well, I mean, a lot of white collar crimes, they are treated different, because these people have more money, they have more access, and their situation is a little different.
Well, let's say you're a little petty theft. You should be able to use your phone. Like, why can't you use a phone?
Well, I think I'm not completely opposed, but I think it's a case by case basis. If you're a Jeffrey Dahmer or bitch, you don't need no motherfucking phone. Bitch, you were lucky that we even let you out of your cell.
But are we supposed to be rehabilitating these people?
I mean, for certain people, but like, let's say you have life in prison, you're never getting out. So, bitch, and also if you are Jeffrey Dahmer, you killed 17 people. I'm sorry. I think that you do not get to use. You don't get a cell phone. You don't get internet. You don't get anything. You have catastrophically changed 17 people's lives. You have destroyed their everything. So you don't get to enjoy the privileges that a lot of us that other people do.
But I think that the issue is that then we're looking at prison as the whole purpose of it is just to punish people. It's just to make their lives horrible because they've done. I don't think that should be the purpose of prison. I think the purpose of prison should be to make some people should be detained. Because you don't want them to be able to be out there doing more danger to people. And I think some of them need to be rehabilitated. So I think the purpose of prison should be either to detain so that people cannot be violent. So if you are a murderer, you're here so you can't keep murdering people. But we also want to see what's wrong, what's going on. Why are you a serial killer? There's obviously something's not right up in this piece. So we need to rehabilitate you.
I mean, I think it's a case-by-case basis. I do agree that some people, like especially a lot of people sitting in jail. You know, let's take a break. I'm going to talk a little bit more about it.
Imagine an app designed to make you use it less. Seems counterproductive, right? Well, Apartments.com's instant alert feature works exactly that way. Instead of scanning rental listings a million times a day, simply set and forget your search to whatever you're looking for in the place and let Apartments.com do the rest. From pet-friendly apartments to balconies to in-unit ACs, Apartments.com's powerful search tool lets you know when the perfect combination of features you're seeking is listed. So now you don't have to power through rental descriptions one by one. With more rental listings than anywhere else, Apartments.com's instant alert means you can spend less time online looking for the perfect place and more time to do you. Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Our next partner has truly made a positive impact on the most important person in my life. And no, I'm not talking about Jacob. I'm talking about my cat. My cat's old food used to stink, y'all, okay? And I used to dread every time I had to feed Miss Colleen. That old cat food was boring. It was gray. It was looking crazy. And I could see Colleen literally vomiting telepathically at the thought of having to eat it. And cat food has been the same forever, so it's time cat food took the move to the 21st century, and that's why I've been trying Smalls. Are you feeding your cat kibble? Now is the time to update your cat food with Smalls. Smalls cat food is protein-packed recipes made with preservative-free ingredients you'd find in your fridge, and it's delivered right to your door. Smalls was started
now,
back
I was watching my poor niece eat literal hard kernels of dry cereal while Monet and Andy were eating gourmet food. And that's actually when I stepped in and I said, we need to make sure that she's eating as well as you two are, okay? Smalls was started back in 2017 by a couple of guys home cooking cat food in small batches for their friends. And a few short years later, they serve millions of meals to cats around the world, honey. And I feel better knowing that Colleen is eating well. And that she has an aunt like me who looks out for her to make sure she's not eating that old burnt up kibble. You can finally open up a packet of cat food and not get nauseated. You actually recognize the ingredients in the packet of Smalls food. Now give your cat the gift of great cat food this holiday season. Head to smalls.com/rivalry and use code rivalry to check out for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find. But you have to use the code RIVALRY for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code RIVALRY for 50% off your first order plus free shipping.
All the people sitting in jail for like weed sentences and like petty things, but they end up serving these crazy sentences. I agree that like these people should not, they should have access to the internet and cell phones and TV.
But they do have access to the internet in jail, but it's
some people don't.
Some people don't, yeah.
Yeah, but I think across the board you should. But things like being able to like watch your favorite program and cell phone, having a cell phone, I think that should be a case by case. Or there should be like a level, like a tier system. If you're like a category 5 Jean Grey Dark Phoenix type murderer, bitch, you're getting your no.
I know, I disagree. I don't think that you should be, I don't think the purpose of prison should ever be to just make someone's life miserable. Because I don't have a say in, I do have a say in it, there's voting, but I don't want my, I would not, I, my dream is not to have my tax dollars go toward torturing anybody, even if they did torture someone.
Is it
else.
Torture though? If they're just not it getting could, a cell phone?
Could, I think that there are some people who are in prison who would say that prison is torture.
Yeah, yeah, for some, but I'm saying, but on our topic, but not like, giving someone a cell phone, I don't think is that's torture. You still get to go outside, you still get to use the internet, you just don't have the privilege of something as nice as a cell phone. That's not torture.
But I think, but maybe it's what's good for the goose, what's good for the gander type, so everyone has to have the same rights. So like, for example, if you go to prison and you come out, up until recently, and most people who go to prison who have felonies cannot vote.
Oh,
ever
yeah.
again.
They changed it in Florida, but there's some crazy shit going on with that. Did you hear about that?
What?
You know, because Latrice was under this, but yeah. because she was in Florida and they passed that law, she was able to vote again. But with the fucking Republicans, they did some sneaky law that it was actually that so there was some sneaky way they did it, and then some people, felons, were showing up to vote. They're like, I can vote, but then they were being arrested because of the way that they changed the law. It was like a whole thing. I read about it.
I think this might where I might people disagree with me. I think prisoners should be able to vote, even in prison. It's your right as a, you should be able to vote.
Yeah.
Because those laws still affect you.
This is true.
These laws still affect you. So yeah. I do agree. If you are a horrible driver and you keep crashing into people and they take your license, that makes sense. But you should still be allowed to vote. Or if you're honestly think that murderers should be able to vote. I think that arsonists should be able to vote. I think that tax evaders should be able to vote. I think that everyone should be able to vote. I don't think you should be able to have your right to vote taken away from you. Even if you're a bad person.
I haven't put a lot of thought into it. I'm trying to think about it really fast, really quick.
Because I think we are programmed as a nation to look at prison as punishment. The whole purpose of prison is just to punish people.
Mm-hmm.
The bad guys are being punished. They're never being rehabilitated. That's why people keep, my back is hurting.
Is it?
Girl, the way I've been trying to support myself, I said no.
We want to put some more.
Before the pod, I was trying to get Monet to be hospitable.
Okay, first of all, how's that?
Monet, yeah, thank you. Well, Monet would not. Now she's a mother. Martha Stewart. Now she's Martha Stewart. Now Monet is just let me.
Okay, so Bob walks in here and Bob walks in.
Every time I come around,
he takes his shoes off and the first thing he walks to the fridge and be like, "There's never anything here for me." And I'm like, I went
to the cabinet, not the fridge.
And I have seltzer waters in the fridge, Spindrift, the nice ones. And I have popcorn and stuff in the cabinet.
That felt like an attack on my Waterloos.
I love Waterloo too.
But it felt personal.
Oh my God.
And Spindrift are great, by the way.
They are. And then so Bob is like, Monique, is he open? I have popcorn. I love popcorn. It's like a nice little healthy snack.
Pep too. Pep's obsessed with popcorn.
I love it. And because you can put seasoning on it. And it's a nice little healthy snack. Anyway, so, and Bob was like, can you pop this for me? I was like, no. Bob has been coming over to places that I dwell for the better part
of... You can't just say my home?
of 10 years.
Domiciles where I partake in sleep and nap.
So when Bob, you're not a guest, so you can go in the cabinet, dig a popcorn and pop it. And Bob knows that. He's like, he wanted me to do it for him.
And you didn't want to do it just because I wanted you to do it.
Yeah.
You are ridiculous. Anyway, Andy, who was a gracious host...
He was putting on. He not like that.
And was raised right.
He was putting on.
You were raised right. It just didn't take. Shout out to your parents, but it wasn't their fault. But Andy did pop me some popcorn, which I greatly appreciated. And it was delicious.
It's good. What? Okay, my favorite popcorn seasoning, I like mixing the white cheddar with the nacho seasoning. It's so good.
So if I go out and get the seasoned popcorn, the already done popcorn.
What?
Nothing compares to Chicago style popcorn, which is caramel and cheddar cheese. When the cheddar cheese is like, it's like the whole popcorn is orange.
Yeah.
It looks like Cheetos with the caramel.
Yeah.
It is transcendent. It is the next level. It is the holy grail of popcorns. Now I'm going to be using the kernel seasons. Is that what they're called?
Mm-hmm.
This is not a pay, so I'm going to give you my honest opinion. I like to use the nacho cheese ones, and the ranch one's fine, but it doesn't taste super ranchy.
It doesn't taste ranchy.
But also they seem like a clump. Like I've never had them this long. I always lose mine because I try to take them with me, which is my mistake.
You know, you're the first person to introduce me to these. Bob, there was back when we used to live at 945. You live in 945 Amsterdam. There, Bob had a phase where you would carry popcorn
everywhere.
Seasoning in your purse. That's where.
But I kept losing them, so I stopped carrying them around. But I used to carry popcorn seasoning everywhere I went. What?
Also, I realized because
you can put it on more than just popcorn. I sound like.
What do you put it on?
You can put it on French fries. You can put it on
white cheddar French fries.
But not nacho cheese. You know, oh my God, nacho cheese French fries. Girl, Taco Bell, we're coming for your gig. You can put it on, sometimes put it on your eggs, like a scrambled egg. The way, like anywhere you would you put sprinkle some salt, you can sprinkle a little bit of the seasoning. And we used to go to the movies.
We used to go, sometimes.
Yeah, but we stayed at a diner, and you know that.
Yeah, the diners were.
And girl, when they busted one of these out, and everyone's always cackling until you want some of the seasoning. Till you want your fries to be ranch too.
So I guess we're going to make this one about prisons. Here's a question. How many members of your family went to prison? I have
say
two.
There. Say their cell numbers.
I have two members of my family who've been to prison. One used to, one currently.
This is a game that I'm not proud to win. But, I mean, my cousin who just called, one of my, two of my uncles, my father, I think just prison four.
Yeah, mine was my uncle and my younger estranged brother. Like my aunt, my grandmother sent me, my aunt sent me a link. She texted me a link and it was an article of him in Milwaukee getting, like, he tried to like do armed robbery and he's now in prison. Like, wild.
My cousin also made the news for being on the run.
Yes, my oh my God, this sounds crazy. It was just like, you know.
And he was arrested at his birthday party.
What?
Yeah.
His birthday party?
Because he broke out of prison. I don't know. He like somehow escaped from prison.
He broke out of prison?
Yeah, he somehow escaped from prison.
That's wild.
And then he got arrested at his own birthday party.
What?
This is on Fox 5 News. Escaped inmate nabbed at his own birthday party.
That's wild.
Girl, like, yeah, like.
Oh my God, my brother was on Fox. Milwaukee Man Chargers.
Yeah, shooting. I was on Fox 5 Atlanta, you were on Fox 6 Milwaukee. Girl, oh not the mugshot comparison.
I know.
Yeah, they don't do this on Bald and the Beautiful. Yeah, Trixie, where's your uncle's mugshot? Where's his story?
Do you think we look alike?
You and him?
He looks a lot like his dad.
I mean, I can see.
He looks a lot like his dad. He looks like a spitting image of his dad.
Can we put his picture up?
That seems a little invasive.
I mean, it's on the internet.
I mean, I'm not, no one knows except you.
You're right. I'll send it to the group chat. So do you think me and my cousin look alike? We don't look anything alike.
No.
But he looks like my aunt, though. My aunt.
Hazel?
No, my aunt.
Stephanie.
Like his mom.
Stephanie, give us a name.
Her name's not Stephanie.
But don't you have an aunt Stephanie?
My aunt Stephanie's dead. She's my only dead aunt. Well, thanks for bringing that. I'm kidding. Well, Tracy. But he does look like a mom. But yeah, anyway. So I feel like I'm not going to put my family's business out in the street, but my cousin did just call me from prison, which is wild. I was like, not calling me from prison. But also, you got to call friends. But also, like, I want to say that my cousin should be able to vote. And now he won't be able to vote anymore because of his transgressions in the past. And doing bad stuff doesn't mean you should have your rights stripped away. And that's especially how they get a lot of black folks.
Yeah. And you know, I'm thinking about it more.
I think there's a statistic that like a third of, I might be wrong, but I think like a third of black men in Alabama can't vote.
The more I think about it, the more I think that is a valid point. Like, just because you do break the law, no matter how egregious, you still are a citizen. And if you are, if you do get on parole, you are let back into society, then you will never, ever be able to vote again. That does seem a little, what about this? A law compromise. What about you can vote for your time in jail, but when you leave, you can vote again?
I think you should be able to vote the whole time. You should be allowed to vote. Yeah. I was saying that voting should not be on one day. Voting should be on more than one day. Voting should be a week.
Agreed. Why does it have to be on one day?
Something about it is very elitist. You have to get the day off. Obviously, you all know that you can do absentee ballots, which are really big now because of the Ponder replay. So we've all started using, a lot of people started using absentee ballots and voting early.
Yeah.
So voting early, it was like when Biden won, that was the biggest early voting that's ever happened in the history of voting. I did it for I've been doing absentee ballots since I got on Drag Race.
Really?
Yeah, because I can't be home for voting all the time. You know what I mean? Yeah. But I feel like we're at a slumber party.
I know.
But I think that you should be allowed to vote the whole time, in my opinion. And it should be a week-long process. Like, what if you can't get the day off? It's a little far. Your back's starting to hurt too?
My back does start to hurt.
See? I just gave out a little earlier.
Oh, thank you. Not about breaking my... This is... Oh, I think I told on the podcast already. When we were at Jackie Ida's house and Bob almost destroyed Jackie Ida's whole apartment.
I did not. That is not true. That Jacob is was not
there.
True.
Jacob saw it. Jacob was there.
No, what happened was I was wearing the dress that I wear. Because it's comfortable. And as I was walking, the dress caught like a something and I started to drag it off the table. And then I think I leaned into one other thing. And Monet was like, but nothing was broken. Nothing fell over. Monet was because, like, you are destroying this woman's
arm. When Bob twirled, the thing literally, it was like a cartoon. It went, whoop, whoop. Bob was like, And I was like, but girl, I was like, girl, be careful. But I was like, I know that he turned around and it hit the other thing. The other thing started going.
But nothing fell, though. And nothing fell. Nothing had fell at all.
When is that video coming out?
Girl, I mean, to be fair, I just did a video with Bosco that I think I filmed before that even. And that video just came out.
Okay.
So in Miss Aina's defense.
I love following Jackie Aina on TikTok. Her TikTok is so engaging to me.
It is lovely. She has a really beautiful home.
Right? Her home is fierce and her content looks, it's so, what's the word, not pleasing, it's so satisfying.
Aesthetically
pleasing and satisifying to watch.
I this is not a brag, but I just want to tell the story because it's like a me being like humble. It's not me being humble, it's whatever. I went to Charlize Theron's holiday party last night, and she was like, Bob, where do you live? And I was like, I live like 4 minutes from here at the bottom of the hill. And she was like, oh, well, I'm going to have to come over. And I was like, I was like, oh, okay. But I was also like I'm in her like literal palatial estate. And I'm not inviting you to like be like, ooh, child, that gets I don't live in like a bum bitch home, but I don't want Jackie Aina being like, ooh, child, the ghetto, the ghetto. Toe, how y'all live like that? A stainless steel fridge. You can see the fridge. Like, I don't want that experience. I'm just like, you know what? I'll come back up here.
How was the party? Was it fierce?
It was really lovely. I got into this, what do you call it? Like a contest with this guy.
Of course you did, Bob.
They're just like this. She had all these like circus things, all these like carnival games. Maybe carnival theme almost.
For the holiday?
Can we not judge? She's not American, Monet. I don't know how they're doing something.
Well, you're not even pronouncing her name right.
I think it's Charlize Theron.
No, Charlize Theron. I
don't know that.
She literally said it in interviews. I went to one of those YouTube.
I will call her.
I went to one of those interviews, like on one of those YouTube holes where like celebrities, like guess these celebrities that don't speak English, they speak other languages. And like, she was on there and it was her doing an interview on something. And she was like, and they're like, how do you pronounce her name? She's like, it's actually pronounced Charlize Theron. But everyone says Theron, which goes back to our conversation from podcasts ago, years ago, and talking about when people just mispronounce your name, you just go with it. She's one of
Ariana Grande.
Ariana Grande. She said her name is Ariana Grande. Everyone just calls it Grande. She just goes along with it.
Well, I mean, you gonna blame us? You keep answering to it. You know what I mean? If Lupita Nyong'o can get her name pronounced correctly, Ariana Grande can do it. You know what I mean? Anyway, but the party was really fun. Oh, so there's this
competition.
Like a hammer and then but it was like a ding, it was like a number to show how hard you hit it. And I was like, I want the number one spot.
Of course.
I want the number one spot. And it was a straight guy that I was going against. And I was like, and he was like a tiny little muscle thing. And I was like, I have to be. And I'm not muscly, but I am stronger than I look. You know what I mean?
I would agree with that.
And I was like, I have to beat him. And I was like, I know I can. He was short, but he was thick. And I was like.
The dude is built like a fire hydrant.
Oh, fully. He was a can of beans.
Work.
He was a can of beans.
Is this the video of it?
No, this is Charlize Theron's getting her name pronounced.
Oh. Oh, shit, Jake. I pressed something. Sorry. Oh, is this it?
Sorry. Anyway, let's just get through this first. So then the guy's like, basically you hit this thing. They were like, most people can't get above like 530. Mm-hmm. Like 530 is the highest. So this guy was at 743.
Damn.
And I was like, okay. So then I fucking mustered up my might and I fucking hit it. And I got to like 701. And the guy was like, you're the only other person to get above 700. For whatever the worth is, you're literally the only other person to get above 700.
Uh-huh.
I was like, I can do this. I'm watching the take. Everyone's rooting. Everyone wants me to do it. Everyone's like.
Now a crowd is forming.
Oh, there is a full crowd of people. Who all is there? What's her name? Aisha Tyler's there. The guy who plays Beast in X-Men.
Oh, he's hot.
The skinny one.
Skinny one.
Not Kelsey Grammer. Nicholas Holt.
He's hot.
Nicholas Holt is there. The head of Paramount is there. Am I lying, Jacob? I'm being Journey. Journey
Smollett.
January.
January Jones.
January Jones is there, and I'm like, I'm gonna beat this guy. Anyway, who? Okay, now
Angela.
Now Jacob's being silly. So I take the and I all my mind, I hit it. His was 7:43. I got like 7:39.
Damn.
And I was like, I can't. He went back and redid, and he couldn't even redo out his own score. But I got very, very close. And I was very sad that I didn't. I didn't say you were. Did I say you're wrong?
Yes.
Oh, well, you're right. But I'm saying Charlize Theron. They should do not. Okay, can I just say this? I'm gonna put it on the internet, on the world. Charlize should be a guest judge on Drag Race.
Oh, she'd be amazing. She loves drag.
There could be a night of 1,000 Charlizes.
Honestly, now she's that, not a lot.
Oh yes,
she's not a lot.
Oh, A School of Good and Bad.
Aaron Brock. Not Aaron, what's the when she did the role. Monster.
Her name is Eileen Wuornos.
Yeah, Eileen Wuornos.
Eileen Wuornos. The Huntsman. The what is it?
Snow White and the Huntsman.
Snow White and the Huntsman. I feel like Charlize.
Ravenna.
Charlize dresses up in her movie. Like Charlize has like
Atomic Blonde.
Atomic Blonde.
I love Atomic Blonde.
And what was the one where she played the anchor, the news anchor?
Oh, a Bombshell. Was she in Bombshell?
Charlize, I mean, this is no shade to Jennifer Lopez, but I think her looks are more iconic than Jennifer Lopez's because she plays these insane roles in these films. I don't think J-Lo is known. J-Lo's known for, I mean, this is the J-Lohans are going to come get me. But, no,
we're called six trainers.
They're called what?
Six trainers.
And I get why, but. But I mean, like J-Lo has like, as far as iconic looks, she has like two. Iconic look.
That's not okay. Which ones?
The Versace dress.
Uh huh.
And like the white suit.
Made in Manhattan is an iconic look. It's not fierce. What's an iconic?
The turtleneck?
No, her and her maiden outfit. It's an iconic J Lo look.
I think Charlize is known for serving like because in her movie she dressed like she for some reason she just keeps like being in these films that require her to like wear these like crazy outfits. I feel. Don't you think so?
Oh, also her. Oh, and Maze Runner or the what is it called? Not Maze Runner.
Fast and the Furious, Atomic Blonde,
Max. What I meant.
The Huntsman, Mad Max. Oh my God, there are some. Yeah, she's got some great looks.
She also. I met her.
Eileen Wuornos. Yeah, she's got some looks.
I met her at the season 2 We're Here premiere, and I was sitting right next. I think I told a story in the podcast before, and I was holding the seat. Oh my God, I don't think I had some in the podcast. So. You and we're back there. Oh, let's take a break. I'll tell you about what the time I met. So we're at the season 2 We're Here premiere. Bob and Shangela and Yuka went out to do their thing because we're about to watch the episode. Or y'all went to go do something else. Anyway, so Andy and I sat, and then Jacob and Ezra walked over, and they were like, Jacob and Ezra were like, are these two seats open? I was like, yeah, no one's sitting there. Like, y'all can sit next to us. And then Jacob and Ezra went to go do, I think, maybe get a drink or something else. So then, like, 2 minutes later, walked over. I didn't realize it was Charlize. Charlize and someone she's with. And she was like, hi, is anyone sitting here? And in my mind, I was like, I just told Jacob and Ezra. But I was like, this is Charlize. And I was like, no one.
Drag them.
No one's sitting here, girl.
Damn. Charlize is very tall.
She's very tall.
She's like 5'11".
So I stood up to like.
Charlize the Stallion.
I stood up to hug her, and I didn't have my shoes on. I had flats on. I stood up to hug her to be like, oh my God, I love you. And she was like, oh my God, Monet. And I was like, oh my God, you're tall. She's like, yeah, people always forget it. I'm really tall. Because I was looking at her eye to eye. We're the same height. She was very sweet. And she was
you were
very,
in heels.
Yeah. No, I took my heels off at this point. But she was she's very, very, very nice.
I'll tell this story too, which I don't know if I'm gonna get in trouble. I mean, I was just telling what happened. So we were at at Charlize's party, and then she goes, that's my mom. And I said, she pointed at this like group of women. And I said, oh my God, that's your mom? Mm-hmm. And she's like, yeah, I said, you and your mom look the same age. This is crazy. She was like, what? I said, you and your mom look the same age. And she was like, well, that's great for my mom. And I was like, no, this is wild. So I went to turn around to do something, and I turned back and her mom was over there. And then she was telling her mom, she was like, well, Bob thinks that we look the same age, which is great for you. But that wasn't the woman I thought she was pointing at.
Who was it?
It was just someone. It was like a woman standing near her mom.
Got it.
But at that point, I couldn't be like, no.
No, you look old.
No. And she doesn't look old. She looks good, but I was
but
like,
she does not just look
but,
like
but
Charlize.
Then I thought, and then I was like, oh, and then I was like, oh my, and Charlize thinks I'm like, what are you, sisters? Like, it wasn't one of those like fake compliments. I was like, she pointed at a woman who was like her age, and I was like, this is crazy because you women look the same age. But then by the time the woman came over, it was not the woman she pointed at, but
damn.
I couldn't be like, no, actually, you do look like her mom, because that would have been horrible. What do you do in that scenario? What do you do?
I think do the bothering. Just crack a joke and just make people mind. Did you just crack a joke to make it go away?
I just later told her
what happened.
What happened? And she was like, "Oh, that's funny. I should tell my mom." And I was like, "Well, not while I'm here. I'm leaving." And I left.
Did anything salacious happen? Did you can tell us? Did anyone punch anyone by the fruit punch?
No, there was a server that was hitting on me.
Ooh.
I thought it was hitting on me. What do you think, Jacob? You think it was hitting on me? Jacob thinks he was.
How? Like what was
like
happening?
He was like making like I like he was like he would walk by with like the food and be like, okay, I'm gonna try to be like him, right? He'd be like all these people, he'd be like, can I get you anything else?
Ooh, okay. What did he look like?
He like if someone did this to Jacob. Like Jacob, but like kind of bigger, taller. He didn't wear glasses though. He kind of looked like a white guy with dark hair.
Got it. Like a
skinny white guy with dark hair, but like bigger than Jacob.
Got it.
Jacob, y'all don't know Jacob. If they know Jacob's tiny, Jacob's like, yeah, Jacob.
I mean, people that see him at our live show, but so many people they don't. I mean, well, I guess they go on your social media, but people who just listen to our podcast weekly, they have no idea how big Jacob is. Jacob could be 6'7".
Jacob is not tall. Jacob's 5'6". I got hit on the other day at the Streamies. I have never been hit on this hard in my life. I was like, I don't even know what to do right now.
The laid on thick?
It was like, I was like, this is, I have never, no one's ever hit on me this.
What do they do?
This guy was like, he came to me, he was like, you are very tall. And I said, yep, I'm a big lady. And he goes, I have a type. And I said, I was like, oh my God. I was like,
what is he cute?
He was cute. He was cute. I was like, what is going on? I've just never, no one's ever been this blatant with hitting on me ever.
Got it.
And he was just like, oh, I have a type.
Okay, here's a question. If you, okay, so let's say he kept on hitting on you and you were into it, would you be the type to go back to your private dressing room and do something in there?
Well, my dressing room wasn't private. It was me.
But if you had a private dressing room.
I think it depends on who it is and where I'm at.
What if, okay, let's say.
So the stream is no. Even if I had a private dressing room, not the stream is no.
Really?
That was up in drags. And I don't really like getting down like that in drag. I mean, it was a rehearsal when I was out of drag. He was hitting on me.
Okay, let's say you're out of drag. Like, what is it? What is it? What? Like on a movie set?
Oh, like if okay, let's say I'm on a movie set. Mm-hmm. Someone's hitting on me. Who's hitting on me? Is it a PA? No. Is it a co-star? Yeah, we can get down in the trailer.
Really?
Oh, me and a co-star can get down in the trailer.
Okay.
To anyone in the future film with me, if honestly, if we're both filming it, we can get down in the trailer.
Y'all can get some bonus content for OnlyFans.
Hey,
do your own
BTA. We're shooting B-roll. I'm gonna shoot B-roll over your face, honey.
Oh, Bob, this is a family
do
show.
You like facials? What do you want to come
in me? In my butt.
I don't know why that was something. What you said in me? You want it in your butt? You don't want it on your face or down your throat or anything?
If I'm sucking a dick, then maybe they can. It depends.
When you swallow, do you like? Is it, do it be in there or do you go straight to the back? Or do you be like,
ugh. No, straight to the back. Here's the thing. When cum gets cold, it's whack. Cum needs to be warm. Cum is a dish best served warm.
But I mean, like, how cold? Would you come back in like, 3 minutes? Like, how cold does the cum get?
But once the cum is out, it starts to, bitch, I don't, there's some.
Whatever. My shit gets warmer. You got to get it real quick or it will burn a hole to the sheets.
As soon as cum starts to touch air, it starts to get cold. It starts to like cool down immediately.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's only about 98.6 degrees technically. So yeah, I guess yeah, that's not very warm.
Yeah, so it starts to just really. And so when it's like, because then it gets cold, it coagulates a little bit.
So where do you like to put it?
What do you mean put it?
I know where you like to take it. Where do you like to put your
oh, in a mouth and a booty? What? Yeah, I like my cum in.
Never on a face? You don't want to see it?
I mean, if the person's into that, I'm sure. The person upstairs would ask him.
I like to be on my. I like this. I would like for people to come on my stomach. I like to see it.
To see it.
Because my skin is so dark and it's like a really big contrast. I love. I'm like, ooh, that looks great.
I just hadn't heard that perspective before.
It looks really cool, and it feels nice. I think it feels nice.
Have you ever seen those porns where those people like? they get a bunch of people or some person to like collect a lot of cum in a cup and then they drink it later.
I've never seen one of those.
You've never seen someone like get like a bunch of cum in like a shot glass and then like.
No, I have not seen that.
Oh, I have seen that.
Well, I think because you typed it in.
No, it's been like, it's like, oh, you see in like a thumbnail.
You know, your suggestions are based on something you typed in something that led you there.
Maybe it's like a group party or orgy or something.
Or you maybe typed in cum or facial or maybe you typed in guy drinks a cup of cum.
No, I've never searched
but
that.
If you ended up, if that was suggested, there's a reason why they're suggesting it to you. How often do you get suggested straight porn?
Not very often.
Because the algorithm knows you don't want to see that. The algorithm is smart, Monet. They know what you want to see. Did you click it?
I did not.
You didn't click it. How'd you end up watching it? It was suggested and you watched, but you didn't click it.
No, it was one of those that was playing in like the side. Like you put your mouse over it. So it's
let me see your browser history. Run me that browser history. You watch. There's nothing wrong with watching that.
I know there's not. I say I did not watch
it. You didn't say you saw it in a thumbnail. You said you watched it. You said I've seen one of those.
Because I've seen it in the thumbnail. One that play when your mouse goes over the video.
Something's fishy here. Something.
I can't believe you said that word. Victoria's going to we cannot.
Yeah, I did not say it in that context. Also, Victoria Scone, I'm not watching Canada versus the World, but like the looks she's posting.
Oh, yeah, they're great. She posted a picture on Twitter the other
crazy.
Day.
Crazy. Her and Silky are turning some in. You talking about her look that's just for the sapphics?
Yes. I said, bitch. I said, she looks so hot.
I was like, I know it's just for the sapphics, but
I thought, oh, wrong person. I was like, that is a hot picture.
Yeah, no, it looks great. So we'll post it here, but it's just.
Can we post it here? We're
gonna get no, we can't post that. No, because yeah, there's a whole titty out.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That is what? No, the look she's turning on this show, that fucking Fabio shit was crazy.
Victor Scone or Victor or something.
And that fucking one-legged pant thing she did.
I don't think I saw
it's right.
That.
It's like right above.
Did I?
Is crazy.
What one leg pants? Did you that was, this was cool. I did see it briefly.
Or the sleeve thing, bitch. Did you see what
Black Peppa? Bitch, the meat, the dick, Black Peppa is packing in them blue bread fucking panties.
She don't work at Kinko's, but she printing in them.
Oh my God, that is wild. Black Peppa looks hot.
Black Peppa, if you're trying to get some American citizenship, hey. Hey,
Black Peppa
looking
hot. That's fucking hot, dude.
Cause you know, I mean, this is who I be going for. This is who I be going.
That's hot.
Honestly, good for
she
you.
To work. What did you say?
I said wait a damn
second. Yeah, Black Peppa looks hot. Spit a word.
Like, wait, if you need to put stay in America, I reached out. I said, Alexa, update my lock screen. That is crazy.
Yeah, that's wild. That's wild.
I really took on myself.
You do. I have to say, no one laughs more at Bob's jokes than Bob.
Oh, let me try now. If you make yourself laugh, you are going to be entertained for the rest of your life.
What's the thing? When people like, I like when a comedian laughs at their own jokes. I don't. I'm not offended by that. Some people do not like that.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I know. One of my friends famously said their dad hated Joan Rivers just because she laughed at her own jokes. And I was like, so?
One of your friends? Can you say who the friend is?
I genuinely can't remember who it was. Oh, there was just someone who was like, my dad hated Joan Rivers. I was like, why? And he was like, because she laughed at her own jokes. And I don't know that she particularly laughed at her own jokes often either.
I'm trying to think of Joan Rivers. I mean, I didn't watch all of her stuff, but I did watch her, and I can't think of her laughing.
I mean, she would laugh sometimes. Like, Anthony Jeselnik doesn't even crack a smile.
Who's Jeselnik?
Anthony Jeselnik is that, like, blonde guy who does, like, strictly one-liners. And he also he's kind of an edgelord, and he tries to see how offensive his jokes can be. So he tells, like, really offensive jokes. And some of them, they aren't all offensive. But
oh yeah.
Yeah, and he doesn't laugh. He doesn't.
Oh, yeah, he's deadpan.
It's like a character. It's like a character at this point.
Yeah, he's stone faced.
Whereas Chris Rock, I've heard Chris Rock laugh at his own jokes, which I love. Does Wanda Sykes laugh at her own jokes?
Yeah, she does.
I mean, John Rivers be like, "Oh, I mean, are you serious?"
Come on.
Melissa.
Did you see Wendy Williams is on the mend?
Is she?
Yeah, she did she did a big a radio station. I think it's not WBLS. I mean, one of these big radio stations, they did their big meeting thing they do, or festival, sorry. And she spoke and she sounded great, and she's definitely come out with a podcast.
How do you feel about people who are like, she deserves it?
I think that is the dumbest and stupidest take. I hate that. It pisses me off. People are like, that's what she get for talking about other people. I'm like, bitch, you talk about people all the time. You're talking about Wendy right now. You know what I mean? So like, what do you mean that she deserves to suffer because she would just she had a TV show putting out her opinions. Everyone talks about people.
I think people were saying that her opinions were hurting people. I do not agree with that take, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's silly, and I disagree with it vehemently.
My mom was saying something recently about something I had hanging around the house. You know, at Zach's place, mm-hmm. Zach has a bunch of dicks everywhere.
Does he?
Dick art, dick cups, dick coasters. And she was, Jacob and my mom were talking, and she was, what was it, Jacob? She was like, well, the thing, he just loves it. So he has them hanging everywhere. Ducks. Oh, yeah, we have a lot of ducks in our kitchen. And Jacob's like, well, we love ducks. We have ducks. And she said, well, I see Monet's house. Monet must love herself.
There's one picture of me.
She said, Monet must love herself.
There's one picture of me. That's not me. That's literally you.
I don't know if that's not you. I don't know.
I have this big picture of Bob right here in my living room.
On the floor.
Because I haven't hung it up. There's no place to hang it up. When I move into a new place, I'm going to hang it up.
I just saw you throw the picture away. I think a space just opened up.
Oh, how did you see? Oh, yeah, I have it by the garbage.
I think a space just opened up.
That was above my bed. I imagine Andy and I put your picture above my bed.
I can't imagine. No. I can, and I expect to see it.
That's not happening.
To quote Monique, I would love to see it. I would love to see it.
Oh, how do you feel about Wendy? People saying that she deserves it. That's good for her.
I don't agree. I think that I don't believe in karma. I don't think that good things happen to good people, and I don't think bad things happen to. I think things happen to people, and we assign good and bad to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't think it is some retribution or it is some comeuppance of any sort. I think that she's just ended up getting sick.
I know. But that video of her putting her foot up on TMZ, and it's just like, it looks like a limp. Like, her foot is like gray. It was a little.
Read her.
It was tough to watch. Read her. Bad for me. I love Wendy.
Drag her.
And I was watching some of her old clips. I agree. We all agree. Wendy Williams be out of pocket sometimes, but that shit.
Which one?
No, I don't want to say this one. This one is really offensive. I'm going to draw
it. What is it? She said it, not you.
It was, but I laughed at it.
Laughter is an involuntary response. The first time. this is like the 10th time. Which one was it?
It's when Caitlyn Jenner had just come out. You're right.
Belinda.
No, yeah, Belinda. And she was like, she's like, you know, Bruce. So, I gotta play it. No, I'm not playing. I'm not playing. We're not going down this road. It's not funny. No.
Why are you laughing?
Not funny.
Why are you laughing?
I'm laughing because I'm thinking about us going to Aspen again this year. Don't tickle me, bitch.
You're a mess. You are a mess.
Am I a mess?
So back to prisons. Do you think you can survive prison?
Absolutely not. Now, I know bottoms like run prisons, but I'm just not cut for it. Just the cleanliness. Bitch, so Duan is addicted to 60 Days In. He was here with Arcia for a week, and he sat on his couch just watching episodes of 60 Days In. And like, people like shit in the showers. People do like, prison just not, I'm not cut for it. I'm not cut for it.
Shit in your showers. There's a video of shit in your shower, bitch. You live in a prison.
I don't think I would be very long.
That was a good one.
That was good. But prison would not work for me. How about you? Do you think you could do it?
You know, going to prison is a fear of mine. I don't know why. I'm not like out here in these streets committing any felonies, but going to prison is just a fear of mine. And I don't know how I would fare in prison. I wouldn't try to align myself with any gangs. I would try to be like one of those people who just like mind their business. And I'd be like, send me to the gay park.
But it's survival. You have to.
I'd be like, send me to the gay park.
The gays have gangs too, Bob.
I know, but also, like, I feel like the gays are just not going to be as wild as like the straight part.
Are you okay? Well, now what? Okay, here's the thing. You go to prison, and you have to be someone. Like, someone is like, if you want to survive here, you have to be my bottom, Like, you have to do that. And they don't have lube. But they don't have lube. They don't have douche. Have you seen those TikToks, those dudes like recounting their experiences? They don't have lube. They don't have douche. The douche is like, I want to have sex, and you have to. And but again, bottoms are in control. So you can say yes or no because you have the power, but you don't have any of those things. You got to take the dick, dirty booty hole with no lube.
Yeah, one, I can bottom.
You did it like twice.
That's not true. Anyway, and I'd probably be like, not interested in bottoming for you if I didn't want to.
And then they fight you. Then what?
I can fight.
Getting fucked up in prison, bitch. You just have no.
I don't reason. Like to fight. I can't. Sometimes I can't. I have a hard time envisioning myself fighting, but I can fight though.
But you've never been in a fight before, so how do you?
That's not true.
Wait, when did you fight?
I've been in fights before.
Have you?
Yes.
I didn't know this about you.
Yeah, I've been in fights. Not in my adulthood. I don't fight people as an adult. I use my words. You know what I mean?
You fight with your words.
Oh, yeah, I fight. I defend myself. I stand up for others.
Oh, we fight with words. You and I.
You're the
fighter. So my personal experience is that you do fight with words.
You're the one fighting. You're fighting with yourself. Any bitch got beef with me is beefing with herself. You heard that? You know who is that?
Is that Megan? I love Megan Pete. She's fierce.
Megan Pete, when they're calling out the names and the other thing. What do you think about, like, would you ever be able to work as a prison guard?
No, I'm not good for that either. Because also, in 60 Days In, you see a lot of these prison guards can be, like, very, very manipulative and very shady. Like,
oh, you'd be perfect. This is the job for you.
When the inmates need things, because they give them things like toilet paper and stuff like that, they, like, hold it out just to, like, fuck with them. And just, they don't treat a lot of these, to your point earlier, like human beings. They kind of like take the humanity away from them. I'm like, no, y'all not getting no toilet paper today. Bitch, I have to shit. Like, what am I supposed to use? My hand? So I would hate to be on that side of things.
You also don't have to treat them like that.
I know, no, not treat them like that, but just part of that system, like that culture. You know what I mean? Because then I'm sure other guys get mad at you because I'm sure they have their system of stuff and they're like, they're all in on it. And when you break from that, because you can get them in trouble with the warden, I'm sure there are politics in that I just don't want to be a part of.
That makes sense.
Could you be a prison guard? That's my Alexa.
I don't think I want to have anything. My mommy's working in prison.
Right, she did. She's teaching technology.
Yeah, computers. In the early 2000s, when there were people who went to prison before desktop computers. There were people who went to prison who had never used a desktop computer in their lives. And they were like, what email?
Wild.
What is it? I don't even know what is an email. Who am I impersonating?
Oh, Eureka.
That was her.
No, who?
Now you say Eureka's a hillbilly ignorant bitch.
Well, she's a hillbilly. I don't know about ignorant bitch.
It was Herschel Walker.
Oh.
I don't even know what is a pronoun. That's a direct quote.
Literally his name. Her.
Herschel Walker is, I'm so glad that he's like.
I am
not,
too.
He's not, but he's like not.
And just the way that they touted this man, and the Republicans only touted him, obviously, because Warnock was black, and they thought, oh, we can get a black person to kind of to get the black vote. And obviously, this man had no skills, no qualifications, not very. I mean, to someone, he's intelligent. To my purview, experiencing him, what he talked about, he is not an intelligent person. And the fact
pretty much, I will let Herschel Walker know that he is a dumb cunt.
Cunt.
He does not have the vernacular that he thinks he possesses. Somebody lied to him several times and told that he could be smart,
a werewolf, a vampire, or witch. He was nothing.
He's nothing of the sort.
So and the
y'all know vampires can kill a werewolf.
It's so sad to watch.
I said I want to be a vampire.
It's so disgusting to watch.
Now they're trying to bring pronouns into our military. The United States is the best nation in the country in the whole world.
It's so disgusting to watch.
There's a video where someone said Herschel Walker played football when the helmets were soft. I didn't make that up.
Well,
that?
The gag was your friend, not your friend, but you did the videos. Y'all, you and him were going back and forth.
Christian Walker.
His son, like, completely distanced himself from him. He was going in on his dad, which I was so shocked to see because Christian Walker is a very proud, right, super conservative Republican. So it was very interesting to see.
Have you seen how many people are, like, turning on Trump now?
Oh, yeah, bitch. Do you see what the New York Post put out about him?
What?
So, you know, obviously, during Trump's reign, the New York Post, they were up his ass. They were, that was their guy. Trump could do nothing wrong. They loved Trump. Bitch, when Trump announced that he was running for president again, they said, so I have to read the article to you.
They said delete it, flop.
Bob, they dragged him.
They said, hey, flop.
I was like, not
Candace,
the New
Candace
York
Owens
Post.
Has come out against Donald Trump.
Did she really?
Yeah. She was like, I was very disappointed in his behavior and all that stuff. And she was saying that he's like, he got ego. And a lot of folks are coming out against Trump being like, girl, she's not that girl. She's not that girl anymore.
I mean, he's done. He's done. I mean, like, here's the thing. I don't want to say he's done because we saw what happened last time. We thought that. There's no way Trump is going to, and bitch, look what the fuck happened.
I do want to say, I think that we really need to, and I know this sounds like a goof now, we need to keep a close eye on Kanye West.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm starting to see people agree with him in the comment mm-hmm. section of some of these things, and Kanye West is scary right now.
The amount of, you know, with the whole Kyrie and the amount of, like, TikToks I stumbled upon and people, like, justifying. Because the thing about Kyrie, what's his name? The basketball player who did that
anti-Semitic thing. I don't know.
The thing about him is not just that. People are not realizing he had a whole history of other things. So it's just that thing. Yes, that's bad, but that compact and all the other things. He's like a support of Jerry Jones. Not Jerry Jones. The guy who said that Sandy Hook was a lie, and now they're suing the
pants.
Alex Jones. He was like support. Like,
well, Kanye went on Alex Jones.
He went on there, and even Alex Jones was like.
Well, Kanye West was straight up like, I like Hitler.
Which is crazy. I'm trying to find.
But he said something that really drove me crazy. Like, I love everyone. Do you love everyone?
Who said that? Donald Trump?
No, Kanye West. Like, do you love everyone? People say that all the time. I love everyone. You hear people say that?
No.
You never heard anyone say that?
Oh, yeah. I have heard that, yes.
I don't believe those people. But also, like, I don't love everyone. I don't even love everyone in my family.
This is what the New York Post said about Trump. Announcing his thing. With just 720 days to go before the next election, a Florida retiree made the surprise announcement that he was running for president. Avid golfer Donald J. Trump kicked things off at Mar-a-Lago, his resort and classified documents library. Trump, famous for gold-plated lobbies and for firing people on reality television, will be 78 in 2024. His cholesterol levels are unknown, but his favorite food is a charred steak with ketchup. And then the final thing, the final line of the story goes, Trump also served as the 45th president. Dragged him.
Girl, let's get this roaster cooking. Let's get this. Look at that picture of the Pope. It's like, why does the Pope look like he's slaying the Comedy Challenge?
Yes, he's like.
Put that in there. This episode, we're going to have all the things in there. We're going to have the video of your dog. And also, send Jacob the video of you and Potato listening to SZA.
Okay, let me do all that. Okay. Before we leave, we're going to do all that today.
We have a Patreon exclusive. So listen, we have a little Patreon exclusive that we're going to be doing. I don't know what it is. Guess that white woman.
Oh,
I announced to the party last night that I have a hard time differentiating famous white women.
Sandra Bullock and Jennifer someone. Anyway, we'll.
Sandra Bullock and Julia Roberts.
Which is
but crazy. I said at a party full of famous white women that I have a hard time differentiating. I know. It was a little awkward.
Bob,
Jacob was there for it.
Jacob was there for the awkwardness?
Jacob was there for all my... I was like, I kind of have a hard time different.
Oh, no. He was. I didn't know if he meant he was there for it physically or he was there for it. That's what I couldn't
understand. He was there when he saw it. There when it happened. All right. Anyway, we're going to name that white woman over on Patreon. Bye, everyone.